Now, the border wars, they continue. Victoria is flying 1,200 people in for the Australian Open tennis. At least five of them so far have brought coronavirus with them. Meanwhile, Victoria is still a no-go zone for anyone in Greater Sydney, including Victorians who are locked out of their own state. Tim Smith, the Victorian Liberal MP, joins us live on the line. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Ben.
What about Victorians being locked out of Victoria?
Well, mate, it's an absolute disgrace. I mean, how is it fair, reasonable, or indeed sane that Victorians who are in Sydney are locked out of their own state, yet we're letting in 1,200 tennis players, some from the United States of America, where coronavirus is out of control? It's completely unfair. It's wrong. And the double standard stinks to high heaven. Daniel Andrews should be standing up for Victorians, not global tennis players.
And the point you make is spot on, because as we now know, and this was always going to be a risk, at least five of them have brought the virus with them from overseas.
Well, how can it be safe to bring in tennis players from America, from Europe, but not have Victorians return from Sydney? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. In fact, it's completely illogical. And it just shows you this has got nothing to do with medical advice, like we've always been told. This is about Daniel Andrews trying to hold and curry favour with the global elite. It's totally unacceptable. It's not fair. Bring the Victorians home or cancel the Australian Open, one or the other.
Tim, are there any indications about when those Victorians can go back home, go back to work, reunite with their families?
No, we're getting drip-fed information as per usual. I mean, I've been contacted by so many constituents who are locked in Brisbane, and that was obviously changed the other day where those Victorians were allowed home, and now Victorians who are locked in Sydney. So we don't have any clear information. People have got to get back to work. People have got to organise their kids back to school. It's not fair. It's frankly cruel, Ben. It's totally cruel. And to think that we're locking Australians out of their own state, I mean, what are we? Is this 1980s Eastern Europe or 2021 Australia? I mean, really and truly.
What's the mood like in Melbourne when it comes to the Australian Open tennis? Because I know that, I'm looking forward to watching it. I know that when the rugby league and when the AFL was being played during the pandemic, that it provided a distraction for people. But considering so many of these players are coming in from overseas, how's it being received in Melbourne?
Well, look, we all love the tennis. We all love the Australian Open. It's a great part of Melbourne's yearly sporting calendar. But the honest answer is, there's such scepticism down here about the government's ability to manage these sorts of situations. I mean, you saw the second wave last year was caused by the government's inability to manage hotel quarantine. 800 people died and we had 111 days of hard lockdown. So there's great scepticism down here about the Andrews Labor government's ability to manage a global sporting event and hotel quarantine at the same time. So people are very nervous. They don't want a third wave. They desperately don't want a third wave. And the inconsistency and the stinking double standard, where Victorians who are in Sydney of all places are banned from coming home, yet we're importing tennis players from the United States, just frankly is annoying the hell out of people. I can't be any blunter.
We'll see how many more cases arrive in the next 24 hours, and we'll catch up soon, Tim. Happy New Year to you.
And to you, mate. Thanks so much.
Tim Smith, the Victorian Liberal MP.